Ja, ja, ja. Das ist nicht, was aber man so hinfühlt. The day of his yard site, which is Chav Ches of the region, may the learning be as chusver as the Shammah sponsored by his grandchildren, Mr. and Mrs. Hirsch Hemfield. We have a sponsor for Sunday, I think, already. Sunday? Yeah, Sunday, somebody else has yard site. Some thumb up. Sponsor Tickle, at least Tickle.
Yeah, yeah.
Tickle, you know, yeah.
Maybe you can
steal
a dollar with us?
No, I have a job. I work for a living. I work for a living. I can't help it, I mean. Okay, we are on Yud Aleph. I'm an Aleph. And we are up to Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Very good thing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 18, I think 18 to 19 lines at the bottom, beginning of the line. I'm Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, I'm Rabbi Samoy. Three people Paro invited to be a council of what to do to Klal Yisrael. What should we do to how to act with Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim? Three people were there. Bilam, Eiv, and Yisrael. Bilam Shiyatz. Bilam, who advised to punish Klal Yisrael, make them work, and kill them out, kill out the boys. I think that's what Yoatz is going on. To kill out the boys. Narak, he got killed. Eiv Shishasak, didn't be Yisurim. Eiv that kept quiet, got Yisurim. The famous Briskarov, who says, what is the Mida connected Mida for Eiv to get Yisurim? So the Biskarov said in Yiddish, at the Tutzvei Shreitman, if it hurts, you scream. And Eve kept quiet. That means it didn't hurt. People don't logically react to hurt, Rahman al-Islam. They scream. It hurts. And he kept quiet, if it didn't be a surah. And the state Biskarov. Yisra Shabarach, Zahu b'nei Bonav, Shiyeshu b'lishik sargazus. Yisra that ran away, with Zaycha, that his children became members of the Sanhedrin. His descendants, not his actual children, but his descendants became members of the Sanhedrin, Shenemar, Mishpacha Seifrim, the Mishpacha of Tamidei Chachamim, Yoshvei Yavetz, the Tamidim of a person of Yavetz. Yavetz was a big person, Rashi says, and Adam Gadol, who taught Torah. These were his Tamidim. Harasim, Shemasim, I'm probably pronouncing the words right, wrong, I mean, Sechsim. Rashi says, Tarasim means, first chat in Rashi, is they heard the true of Bahar Sinai, means they responded to the voice of Torah. Shemasim means they listened to their father. And Sechsim, they used to sit in huts. Hema Hakinim, am I pronouncing that right? They were from the family of Keni. Habor Machamas Avi Beis Rechev, who came, how does he translate this?
Chamas.
What?
Chamas, the father of the house of Rechev.
What's Chamas?
Chamas.
From the city of Chamas, the father of the house of Rechev. So who were these Kenim? The Sivim. They Keni Chaisim Baisha, these were the descendants of Yisrael, who was called Keni in the Torah, one of the seven names. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Yoshua Yabaisi Eitzah, the Nischach Maloi. They were the three counselors of Parai when he said, Hava Nischach Maloi.
It wasn't enough that.
What?
So he's going to have Moshe as a son in law?
What? I mean, why isn't Moshe the Schuss? Good question. I don't know. What is the Tarsimi saying there?
I was on eight different partials. I
printed already, Tarsimi. What did it say? Yaisri Yaivitz, Tamide Yaivitz, Patrashi, Yaivitz Adam Gadol. He was an Adam Gadol, big person, B'taira Haya, B'taira, and like it says, K'dechsev Ayikri Yaivitz L'kei Yisrael, in Baruch Sarachaini, if you will bench me, B'taira, he didn't say the word B'taira, he said in Baruch Sarachaini, V'peisi is Gvulai, and we say that means B'tamidim. And Hashem gave him what he asked for. Tarisim, I think it's Tarisim, I might be pronouncing it wrong. The fire is Mesavrish, Shamu Trua Bar Sinai. Nishnachrina Tarisim Hashem, Sheyashim Bishai Yerushalayim. They stood by the gates of Yerushalayim. Shemasim, Sheshamu Mitzvah Sabiyam, the Bnei Yad, the Nine Lavin of Ben Rechav, Mishtoi Krop, the children of Yenachem Ben Rechav, every day Bolo, Se Yisrael, and the fire is Razor Hei Makinim. Seichsim, Sim Shayashim Basukas, they sat in huts, they lived in huts, Ksiv Aneshim Baholim, Mekarlu Mishpach HaSeifrim, the Hainu Sanhedrin, Chen Tarasim, and Zikne Shar, the elders of the gate of Sanhedrin. I once signed it, and it's taken forever it's worth, one sign is, what's the meaning Kenegamita by Yisrael? Right? Eo Shagat Narak. Kenegamita, one of the Jews killed, so he got killed. Eo Shishasak Misurim, the Biskarab explained the meaning Kenegamita. What's the Sanhedrin, a meaning Kenegamita from Yisrael?
Tomorrow, he ran away.
So I once signed it, that Sanhedrin, the halacha is, if you have a bezin of 3, let's say, or 70, and the vote goes against you, but then it's a psak, even though it's 2 against 1. But if one runs away, there's no psak, because you can't paskin when a member of the Sanhedrin is missing. So Yisrael could have voted no. He didn't have to run away. He could have stayed there and said, no, don't kill them. But he would have been outvoted 2-1, because Bilam said to kill them, and Yisrael kept quiet. Stika. So therefore, Yisrael decided, I don't want to be part of this psak. It's not pshat, it's sent. Dissenting is a mila, but on the other hand, you become part of the bezin, the paskin. That's the halacha and bezin. 2 against 1, 2 win. 2 against 0, they don't win because there's no 3. So Yisrael Shabarach was zeicher that his children were Sanhedrin, where that concept is concretized.
There was no
stock. Yeah, the power did what he did, but Yisrael wasn't involved. A dissent doesn't make you not involved. Because you're there, you're part.
You're still part of the team.
Well, you run away, you're not part of it.
Yeah, in this case,
yes, that's
whatever he says for in public.
I don't know if I said it in public. I just said it in public. What is public? Kamarabim. Tomorrow. 3:10, Machloikos. Yes?
For what it's worth, Rabbi Neuberger and
I can't hear you. You have to speak up.
Rabbis Neuberger and Naaman bring down from the Torah that because he had been an advisor, he had quit that position. His descendants got a position as advisors.
Oh, good. Where's he quoted from?
Torah Sakhanaz.
Who?
Torah
Sakhanaz, yes.
Okay. I'm not familiar.
No, we can find it. I just offered my chat, that's all. Yes?
They're both very good.
Yisro did not protest, he just ran away. And the reason was because it was 2 against 1.
I said that. You have to understand. There's a Gemara, and there's about 1,000 generations, and then there's Yitzchak Margaret. So let's not confuse the two. When I say Pshat the Gemara, it's my Pshat the Gemara. All the Gemara says, he ran away. Doesn't say reasons, doesn't say anything. All it says is he ran away, and therefore his descendants were not going to be on Sanhedrin. That's all. That's what the Gemara says. Now, from there on, the Teres HaKadosh says one shot, you can say your own shot, everybody can say whatever they want, as long as they don't contradict the Gemara. But because I say Pshat doesn't mean it's real. I mean, it might be, it might not be. It might be one of the 70 bottom of Tyre. Maybe it's not. I don't have no idea. I said what I thought was Pshat. He's accepted or rejected. But it's not the Gemara. You have to remember that. The Gemara never said that. Yitzchak Margaret said it. And from him to the Gemara is further than from here to the end of the universe, of all universes. Yes?
I was going to say, please don't say 1,000 generations. 6,000 years, not 20,000 years.
Okay, I'm sorry. I meant to get a point across.
Yeah, fine. The other is...
No, it's very important because I'll never forget the first time I learned this. I sat over at Gemara, and a kid raised his hand and said, good kid. He said, but Reb Chaim Shmuladit says, and he asked on the Gemara from Reb Chaim Shmuladit. I said, whoa, you don't ask on the Gemara from Reb Chaim Shmuladit. Reb Chaim Shmuladit is unbelievable. But the Gemara said it. Now, you have a question, it goes the other way. How could Reb Chaim Shmuladit say it when the Gemara says something else? Right? Not how could the Gemara say it, Reb Chaim Shmuladit said it. Right? That's a very, very important insight to remember who's what on the totem pole. You know, Reb Chaim Shmuladit, again, I'm not in any way trying to dis- say anything negative. But he's not the Gemara. Right? Not the Gemara. And this happens all the time, that a lot of people do this. They ask a kasha, Anka Chazal say this. I read in the Rabbi Victor Miller, and I'm not trying to pick a Rabbi Victor Miller today, right, that he said this. I said, wonderful. Rabbi Victor Miller said it. He probably knew the Gemara, and he had a shot in the Gemara. But you can't ask the Gemara from Rabbi Victor Miller. You ask the Rabbi Victor Miller from the Gemara.
Without any flattery or obsequiousness, I would point out that when someone is trained in an area and has spent their life training in that area and has expertise in that area, they are able to speak with authority in that area. That does not mean that, you know, it's carved in rock, to use Mel Brooks' term. But I think that someone...
Again, I'm not...
There are people, which I include you, rather should, many people, you can speak
authority
to say otherwise,
you're
not correct.
Again, all I'm saying is that it's always my shot, and leave it at that. Right. Benilchem Bano, the Olam and Aretz. Pari said, they'll fight us, and they'll leave Eretz Yisrael. In fact, the Gemara Valino me boiler. What was Pari afraid of? If they make trouble, get out. He should have said, they'll make trouble and chase us out. By the way, Rashi addresses this in Chumash. He got it from the Gemara. Amar Rababa Bar Kahana, Ka'adam Shemekalus Atzmai, Bekhailakulus Mechaveri. That's one of the two Pshatim Rashi brings. And that is, he meant himself, but he doesn't like to say negative about himself, so he says, and they will leave. What he meant to say is that he will leave, but he didn't want to say those words out of his mouth. Rashi? The trash of a lina minarts, by a lina gashunim minarts, my thought, how have I she hates us to them, my arts? You want your enemies to leave. However, you're aim at them. You're afraid, so get them out of here. There it is, he meant they'll chase us out. That's one of the two pshatim in Rashi that Rashi says. So, to come out of my turn. By Yasimu Olive Sare Misim. They placed on him Sare Misim. And Rashi's, and the Gemara is bothered. What's the singular? They placed on them officers of Misim. What is Allah? Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah,
Because we started the Hatava of Miriam waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu. So we're going through the story of this thing. Melame Cheviu Malbein, they bought a brick, Betalulay the Pare Betavaroi, and they hung it on Pare's neck. Basically, they put Pari to work. Pari went out making bricks. The king. So who could not go out? The king's out there. Any Yid that said, no, I'm a listasani, I'm too not made, I'm too delicate for this kind of work. I'm like, Pari? You're more delicate than the king? So I see Mu'olav, sorry, Misim. They put tax on Pari. Then, everybody went to work. Pari stopped working, the Mitzrim stopped working, and they left the Yidden working. Sorry, I once saw a Medrash, but I saw it once also compared. So what happened is everybody went to work very eagerly. Pari is working. So they did a certain amount of bricks, and then Pari said every day they have to produce this amount of bricks. That was the tactic. You get them to work their complete ability, and then you say, this is what you have to do every day, even when you lose the cheshek. Yes, doctor.
This Gemara, this bit of a Gadda is incredibly important because it teaches us that nobody ever enslaves us. We enslave ourselves.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you. Well, yes, and okay. I'm not going to get involved in that. I really don't want to get involved in that. I mean, theoretically, Pari could have gotten them to go to work. They might have resisted. It might have been hard. Like the Germans put the Yidden into concentration camps. I don't know if the Yidden enslaved themselves there. We enslaved ourselves spiritually, and therefore we would deserve this. But I don't know if every time Yidden are put to work or bothered. Sometimes it's true, but I don't know. I would have to go through history and see if it works every time.
People, the puff time and the curtains and things like that. But many of the Germans, when they were first called up in the cart, wore their battle medals from their first.
That could be, okay. I really don't want to go through that, but I hear what you're saying. Sare misim, davar shemesim, something, sare misim means things that mesim. I think what it means to say is They have to produce. What does he say Davar Shemesim is? No, of course. They were forced. The man on Isim is
forced.
Coerced. The man on Isim is Sivloisim. Again, it's the singular. Manoisim Yiboyle. Manoisim Leparai. They afflicted Parai for one day. Sivloisim the Yisrael. Rashi. In order that Yidden should end up working. Rashi, Istinus, sorry, before that, Malbein. Kamin Tfus Shabai Isa Malbeinim, it's a form that they make the bricks. Shemalin Isa Tit, they fill it with mud, and Machlikin Isa, and they smooth it via Levena, that makes the brick when it dries. The Talalai Leparad, Alei Koi Koi, Mnei Solik, Vayay Miramai, talking about Parai, Havan Eschak Malai, they see Mu Olav, and Parai, sorry, Misa. Istinus, Mephunik, delicate, Vayay Yochalas, Malacha, not made to do hard work. That kind of work.
Is it because of his delicacy?
There are people that are more delicate, yeah.
Or is it because since he was the Melech,
then he did this? Again, I'm not. Pari himself, I don't know. They said, are you a bigger Istinus than Pari? I guess Pari must have been an Istinus. Kings are always Istinus, they don't do anything. Sare, Nisim, Davish, and Mason forces them. Ridu Shosuba. Shemagilim Masim Lavaida, they custom them and force them to work. Isa Malbim Shetaluloi, that brick that he hung on Pari's neck, Hailali saw Ridu Shalasama, it began the coercion of Klal Yisrael. The matter Isa is a Pari, but she'll suffice him to Yisrael. They paint Pari for one day, so they didn't work hard. She Yatsu Shechem Lisbo, they should turn a shoulder to be able to hold, to be able to tolerate, meaning they should be able to join in working.
The rest of the Mitzrayim did it also, right?
Yes.
So
I don't care about the rest of the Mitzrayim. I care about the king. He's the one that made the difference.
I understand. But the bottom line is that after that one day, all the Mitzrayim stopped.
I don't know if it's one day the Mitzrayim stopped. I don't know. After a while, for sure, the Mitzrayim stopped.
The thing is, so what's part of saying, I mean, you have to do the same numbers as you were before.
And each individual produced.
Well, that's not with the three of them together, right?
No. Each individual. You make 20 bricks, the next day you have to make 20 bricks. Your friend made 22 bricks, he has to make 22 bricks.
That was the max you could
produce. Right. By even Ari Miskinai Slipari. Now, I once saw, again, means nothing. I mean, it does mean something, I should say, this one, not me, that somebody wrote in a book that the Russians did the same thing. They tried, at least. They gave a reward. You can get a reward if you do work today, a certain amount, and everybody went to get the reward, and the next day they took away the reward and said, look what you produced yesterday. That's what you have to produce every day. That was their tactic. It's a pretty smart tactic, except not if you're not on the receiving end. Yes.
I even take Corbin of the kind guttle. Corbin of the kind guttle. Is the same as Corbin of the Hedya, who brings things first. Kohen Gadol brings every day, because the first day you do something, you do it with novelty, with an energy, and things like that, and then sustaining is the next. It's harder to do it on the 10th day or the 100th day.
That is true. By human arm, Miskim is Lepari. They built fortified cities to Pari. That's how they translate in Chumash, at least that's how they translate it when I learned it later.
Stories.
Miskinized? I learned meant fortified. But the Gemara here does not learn it means that way. Rav and Shmuel. This is Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Charam Hashem is Sakhnes is Balehen. Dangerous. Building is dangerous. So Trashi, Shem is Sakhnes is Balehen. Well, Rashi says, we'll see in a second. There's two Pshatim in Rashi. We'll have to go on and move on a little bit. The Charam Hashem is Maskhnes is Balehen. They impoverish their owners. Amamar, Kalaisig Babinya Miskaske. Being in construction impoverishes a person. Rashi. The Krashi Shimasaknas is Balayam. Say the Isa Aram, the Isa Vaida, first sat in Rashi, the three cities in the work, Nistaknu Mitzrayim. The owners of the Mitzrayim, they got put in danger, the Tavabayam. It's because they worked quite so hard that they ended up getting drowned in the Yam. Impoverished. Because again, because of this work, Mitzrayim got emptied out of all goods. That's the first shot in Rashi. Now, these two pshatim in the Gemara were directly talking to this story. That this work ended up endangering and impoverishing Mitzrayim. Two pshatim. The High Lishna, Loigasina Damamar. According to this, this has zero to do with anybody in construction. When Agairis Damamar, Kalaisik, Bibinga Miskamaskin. Because it has nothing to do with that. This was a special thing for the Mitzrayim. They worked the Jews and they suffered for it. Mandagarisla, the one who does have the gear, so like we do, right, that says, like everybody that's in construction, but Tagina Laravish will not be a kol b'yonim shekaladam. It's going on all construction. Mesachnois, it's a dangerous trade. Sometimes there's collapse of bricks and things and kills construction workers. It's a dangerous thing to work in. The maskenais, shemaybe is adam v'daniyus, construction impoverishes the owners. So, there's two pshatim in Rashi. First pshat in Rashi is directly talking about the Mitzrim who got punished for making the Yisrael work, and they either got endangered by Kriyas Yamsuf or impoverished by the fact that Klaito took everything away from them. The second pshat in Rashi is, this is a lesson in construction. It's a dangerous and impoverishing work. Well, so Machloikas two pshatim in Rashi, depending if you gairus the words, Damar Mar, Kalaisik Bebinyam Miskas.
Whatever happened about,
he
used to work
it, and then
it was...
That's Pisa and Besram says. Now, for some reason, the Gemara assumes it's one place. Because why in the world did the Torah have to tell me the names of the city they worked? They worked. So Torah says, the Torah is telling me something about these places. So one says its name was Pisa. But Nama Likrishma Ram says, Sharishon Rishon Misrei says, after they built it, it used to fall apart. They used to have to build it again. It fell apart again. It was not a place that buildings could stand. It was a very unstable condition. So Ramses is to say, unstable, it fell apart. The Chadamar Ramses Shema, the Lamedikrish my Pisaim, Sharishon Rishon Pisaim Bailai. It sank into the ground. So they built it, sank into the ground. They built it again, they sank into the ground. So according to this, that is, Pisaim and Ramses is trying to tell you these were difficult working conditions. Now, what difference does it make? So I saw two pshatim I heard in this. One is that there's a feeling of accomplishment when you build something. Even if you have to build it against your will, but at least you did something. If you work and it falls apart, you work and it falls apart, you feel empty. Like, what exactly did I do except slave for nothing? That's one pshat I saw. And the other pshat I saw, and this I saw in one of the Sforum, is that they had to do, one of the reasons that Klal Yisrael got out early from Mitzrayim, and we're not discussing this now, we're leaving this for your Pesach Seder, but one of these reasons that Klal Yisrael left early from Mitzrayim is Kaishi Hashibud, that worked harder than they had to work, and therefore they made up for the years. One of the parts of Kaishi Hashibud is the fact, what would have happened if the cities would have been built? So their job, they would not have had to work as hard. And in fact, they kept them falling apart and rebuilding and rebuilding and rebuilding. It made the Kaish Yeshivot. Again, take it, leave it, do whatever you want with the pshat. Doesn't bother me, Rashi. The Rashi, Rishon, Mitzrayim, Rebbeinim, Tzavs, Hay Mitzrayim, V'Naifum, the Chayzer, Rebbeinim, V'Hu Naifum. P'yatayim, Baloi, Nivla, Bar, and got swallowed into the ground. Yes, Doctor.
I mean, a couple of points. I lived in New York for a number of years. His family, and one person, his father had been a construction worker, some construction worker on the Empire State Building, and he told me that his father, anytime they walked past the Empire State Building, he would say, "I built that. I, I'm going to build that." And it was Marx who really pointed out the effects of alienation of workers from their product. A very difficult condition. If you make something, as you have said, if you make something and this is yours, it's another thing if you spend your life as Jackson did, just pushing the button all day.
Fine. Dr. Gamar, right. Hashiano, I saw it. Can you be behind your fright? Like they afflicted them, so they increased. And so they burst out. Again, a lotion, I don't know, probably arch cause a better word for you, Frank.
Right out.
spread out. Cain Rumble became parts of me, by the way. This is past tense. What's future? As they afflicted them, so they will. Yerba and Yiv came Yerba became Yiv versus future. The Ruach HaKadosh told Klal Yisrael, told Mitzrayim about the Yidden. King Yerba, the King Yifrit. You think you're going to diminish Klal Yisrael? Dr. Rabbani said, I'm telling you, we're going to make them bigger. So it is the future. It's Rabbani said, I'm saying, you think you're going to, the Basco went out and said, the Ruach HaKadosh said, that's what Rashi says. You think you're going to stop the Jews? They're going to get worse. For you, it's worse. Rashi, nothing's going to help you.
Plus, there were all other Miskinos of Faro. I thought it was all one.
I'm trying to figure out what you.
Miskinos of Faro was thousands.
It could have been, but by saying Pizza Zeramse, saying how these cities worked. That means it fell apart or it got swallowed in the ground.
Those two, but there was
one
other
city. It's only one.
Even one city, but the Miskinos.
The Gemara says it's one city. I don't know why the Gemara says it, but that's what the Gemara said.
The Miskinos is one time. There were 100 different.
I have what you're saying.
This is teaching us a new way of learning it.
Is this describing what an argument?
No.
Well, that's how Pashup said you learn. That it's describing which are a Miskinos. He said, and Ram says.
But they said they never completed them, right?
That's what the Gemara is saying, correct. Right. He understood that there were more cities. The Gemara did not say that. That's why it was a new pshat for him.
He brings to the Malbim that Rebbe said that the Mister knew that this was going to happen. The Dafka did it.
That's the first shot I said. Correct.
Work.
Dr. Gemara, right to make
Kusum. He's a famous instructor. Is construction really hurt people?
Okay, he'll say a shir later on construction. I like that. Vayikutzum ibnei b'nei Yisrael. Melamich v'yidayman b'neim kekaitzim. The Jews, the Mitzvah felt like when they saw the Yidden having children, it was like sticking thorns in their body. They felt so hurt. Like they couldn't handle it. Rashi? V'yidayman lem kele neim v'gubim melayim kekaitzim b'raisim yisrael part of a rabbi. Yes, doctor.
In regards to Avram's interjection, that the areas which depended on irrigation, that's Mesopotamia, Egypt, China, Indus River, that all of them had slave society, because slaves were used to build the massive irrigation projects. And it was, to quote Hobbes, if you don't like the Jetsons, it was a life which was nasty,
rooted,
and short.
But again, here it doesn't talk about irrigation, it talks about building cities.
But no, that's why the structure of the Egyptian side was a slave site, as opposed to a mountainous area, which is stressed in Sephora, where you're rain dependent on irrigation.
But Yavinu Mitzrayim is B'nai Yisrael Beforach. Zok Rashi, Zok Tegemar Beforach, Reb Lozraim Beperach. It's referring to the original way to go to work, that they persuaded them. Again, that was the story with Parai. Rashi says, "Mashchum b'dvarim b'tzchar." Originally, they paid them asher gilim la'avoda. B'shmu b'nachmeni amar b'pricha. They broke their body. B'shpricha b'shvivrin guf b'masnayim b'chazaka. They broke their body, their loins, and their strength. V'yemaru es chayeim b'avoda kasha b'chaymer b'avodim. With hard work, with lime and with bricks. Amar Rabbi Shmarva, B'tchila b'chaim r'u b'veinim, b'saif l'cha avayda b'sada. It says, b'chaim r'u b'veinim b'cha avayda b'sada. Why doesn't it just say b'cha avayda? Why did it have to speak out b'chaim r'u b'veinim? So the Gemara, because that is, first they started b'chaim r'u b'veinim, and then that was considered a higher level job, and then they sent them to a lower level job, b'cha avayda b'sada. Now this Mefarach definitely means Mepricha. That doesn't mean Meperach anymore, but this is very later. I'm Rav Shmuel Ben Rabbi Yehudson. She machlivim melechus hanashim lenashim melechus nashim hanashim. Men did women jobs and women did men jobs, and when you can't, it's something you're unfamiliar with and get no sipuk from. You get sipuk from acting like a man, and a woman gets sipuk from acting like a woman. Putting women out in the field and putting men in the kitchen doesn't necessarily work so well. Rashi, Maman Amar, Shmuel Amar Mirecha Machlifin, right? They weren't accustomed to do this. Again, psychologically hurts the person that's doing it. Frank to Gemara. Over here, this stone definitely works with means with hard work. Darish Abavira. Abavira Darshans. I must mention this, I can't control myself. The Zayar says, not that I know Zayar, but I saw it brought down, that b'chaymer is that kal b'chaymer. L'veinim zulibun shmaitza. Chaymer refers to kal b'chaymer. L'veinim refers to figuring out a sugya. Chal avayda basada refers to another way of learning. So the Mefarshim say, what in the world is that doing by Shibud Mitzrayim? So the Mefarshim say, not Yitzchak Margaret, the Mefarshim say that every person in this world has to toil. We get a choice. We can either do Chaymer or Kal V'Chaymer. We can either do Levenim or Lieben Schmeitzer. That is, we have to work in this world. There's no free lunch. Nobody comes to the world and doesn't have to go through a thing. We're given a choice where we want to put our effort into. So the Zayirist, again, I saw this, not my own shtickle Tyra. The Zayirist is saying, there's Chaymer and there's Kal V'Chaymer. There's Levenim, there's Lieben Schmeitzer. If you work on one, you can be saved from the other. If you don't work, if you decide to go the other way, you work the other way. It's not, nobody's getting free lunch. So therefore, that's what the Zayir is saying. B'chaymer b'zak kal b'chaymer. You can accomplish chaymer with a kal b'chaymer. This is how the Mefarshim learned that Zayir. I just thought I would share it. I think it's a beautiful board. It's not my board. What? Yishragada. Dr. Gemara Vaita. Dar Shemavira. In the schar of the righteous women that there were in that generation, Kal Yisrael got redeemed from Mitzrayim. Now, whether that was the only cause, or part of the cause, or a very important part of the cause, we'll see as we go along, I think. But wow. Because that is, the Mitzrayim enslaved the men, and therefore the men had no time to procreate. Because they were enslaved, they were down, they were humbled, they were worked hard, and it took away all their desire to be normal human beings. This is what happened. It was slave mentality, but it was worse than that. It was hard work, literally hard work. The women made it possible that people have children. And therefore, that was a big chelik into Geula, because you needed a Klal Yisrael to come out. And Klal Yisrael grew into Klal Yisrael through the efforts of the women, where the men were no longer interested, so to speak. It was the women's job to make sure it happened, and they stood up to the task, and therefore, it's a their schar nigel Yisrael in the tribe. B'shah shahokas l'shamayim. When they went to draw water, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mezam lem dagim k'tanim. Hashem used to get them little fish in their water, because they have in their pitchers. The shayvus machzim mayim and machzim dugim. It's 50% fish, which is good. It's a source of eating. And he probably in the bottom brings down somebody that says the fish is good for procreation. I'm not sure if he brings it down. I thought I saw it, but I'm not sure. Ubaz the shayvus steak deris. And they put up two pots at home. Achashol chamin, v'achashol dagim. One to cook up hot water, and one to cook fish. U'melichas eitzim aleihem. And they took it to their husband, l'sada in the field. Machitzas eitzim, and they used the water to wash their husbands from the dirty filth that they had in Mitzrayim. V'sachas eitzim, and they smeared them with whatever they smeared them with. Machilas eitzim, and they fed them. Mashkas eitzim, and gave them to drink. They gave them the feeling of being humans. and had relationships between the boundaries. There were walls there erected. It was a private area. And therefore, they could have relationships without having to go home. Shenamram Tishku v'Bein Shvatoyim. Besar Tishku v'Bein Shvatoyim, Zochu Yisrael l'Bizas Hayam. That's why there was Zeichet l'Bizas Hayam, l'Bizas Mitzrayim. I don't know the connection. Does he say why there was Zeichet l'Bizas Mitzrayim from this? Doesn't say.
The woman was
Zohar
or the man and the woman was
Zohar? Everybody was Zohar.
What the women did?
Correct. Shenemar, Kanfei Yaina, the wings of a dove, Nechba Bakasev, this is written right after Tishku B'Shvatoyim, covered with silver, Bavrisa and its limbs, Murakri Charetz with precious gold. The Kibishim is Amorites, when they got pregnant, Basel Bateim, went back home.
I'm sorry? The Vaidah was also lessened because they
have
so many children, many more workers.
Fine, thank you. Mekibish and came time to get birth. Remember, the Mitzvah were out to kill the babies. Hokus the oldest basad tachas atapuach. They gave birth under the apple tree, out of the city, so the Mitzvah shouldn't catch them. Shenem tachas atapuach araticha, I awoke you, took care of you, under the apple tree. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shaleach Mishmei Marayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent from the heavens, Misha Menakir Meshaparaisa, somebody who cleaned them and smoothed them, the babies, who took care of the newborns. A Malach came and took care of the newborns. Kechayezu Shemeshaparaisa Savlan, like a midwife usually does. They didn't need midwives because they didn't want to give birth in the city, because even though Shifra and Pua resisted, but they were afraid that the Mitzvah would come kill the babies. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk Yecheskel, Melatcha b'yoyim ha'ilatcha yischa, when you were born, the day you were born, look, I can't look, I don't remember the words, the karta sharecha, how to pronounce the words, you have the Pasuk on the side, no? Sharech? That's the way to say Pasuk, sharech? Lekoras, sharech. Your umbilical cord wasn't cut. B'mayim l'yochatz, and you weren't bathed in water, l'mishit to be smoothed out. I took care of you. I cut your umbilical cord, the Rabbi Hashem says, and I smoothed you out and washed you, the newborns. U'melachit lehem shnei igulim, and the malach left them two igulim are
round loaves.
Ve'akachol shemen, ve'akachol dvash. When the Mitzvah caught on that there were babies out there in the field, they came to kill the babies. The nace happened, and the babies were swallowed up into the ground. The Mitzvah, they decided to kill them by plowing the ground. Now, it's an amazing thing. You see the Mitzvah, see the Nase happen, makes no difference. Your hatred of the Jews makes no difference. Just keep on hating the Jews. And more than that, they say, someone in Mepharshim saying, that they thought the Jews did it with witchcraft, and with witchcraft you can only go a certain amount into the ground. So they figured it's still reachable with the plow. After the Mitzvah left, the Jews sprouted out. Like the growth of the land, Shenema Revava Ketzemech Hasadah Nesatich, you grew, you sprouted out, like the growth of the field. The Kibushim is Skadlin, and when they got older, Boin Adorim Adorim, they came into flocks, the Bateim, to their house. Shenema Vatirbi Vatigli Vatavi Ba'adi Adoyim. Adi Adoyim means with jewelry. Tuki Ba'adi Adoyim, El Edri Adorim. That is, you came back in flocks. They're the ones that recognize them right away. Shenema Zeh Keli Vavehu. Rashi. The children. Children recognize this is the exact Keli Vavehu. These are the ones that took care of me. Hashem took care of me. They recognize the Shechina. Don't ask me to explain more than that. Beyond my pay grade. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, all the way up. the Shaif says, Kimshim Asiva Nasira Gabi Kiro, you put the pot on the oven, on the range, Korele Sisa. Akashacham Lugus Ragli Bale, Besada, Beshvatoyim, Be Mitre Asades, between the boundaries of the field, the Kaimas snew in private places. Meitzar Gvul Sada Gvaye Mikan, the Chavere Mikan. A wall on one side, a wall on the other side, the Choret Bam set a ditch in the middle. Yaina Yisrael Shinema Yernasi Tamasi, my dove, that is complete. Aratich, what has been my imach to come out of your womb of your mother? Chavlascha? It doesn't even say the Gemara Chavlascha, I don't think so. That's the pasuk must say it. You must have the pasuk on the side. Tachas et tapuach aratich. Shama yoldi imelcha, I think it says. You have the pasuk on the side? That's where your mother had pains under the tree. To put the limbs back into place. Birth can sometimes discombobble the baby. You didn't have a midwife to cut the umbilical cord. A mishle lahakli baser to smooth out the flesh, mechalkos savarav, the smoothness of his neck. She is. Agulim came kikar agul like a round loaf. Nasla mace, revava ketzemach hasada, gedelim in aret ketzemach hasada. A tavari lebeis avich. Hey mikuru, shirol shikinasi kvar, they had seen the shechina. Okay, so this will help everybody for their Pesach Seder. This is the point of this, not the point of this Gemara, but it should help everybody from the Pesach Seder. We say this, Pasuk, Revava Ketzemach Hasada Nesafich. What?
Yes.
Yes.
You have to ask
that
question.
You can. I never said you can't ask a question. Kasher Shol. You can ask any question. I just don't answer some of them.
You might have answered every baby that's born like that. In other words, there was. With 100 years of babies that were born in the Sada, I would assume. And then there was this last year of the Galus where they weren't working anymore. So I don't know which babies were the ones that... Yeah, at first I thought you were going to say the baby grew out of the stomach. That can't leave them.
There's a madrash like that, too. Madrash and Telem, Kapitul Chas.
Oh, Revi, unbelievable.
But it's not doing it again. There's a madrash that way. Again, there's different chazawim. This is talking about the babies that were born during the 86 years of Shibud. By the way, I'm not belittling it. The Shibud was 86 years.
They were grown up by this. A lot of them were
grown
up
by this. Yes, that's that thing. They're the ones that came. They remembered it from when they grew up.
The ones who have been adults all things.
Or some of the adults, right.
Okay.
Yes, 100%. That's what they want to say. It says... I have to remember this chat also, you know what I mean? I'm not too good at pshatim. That the Shibud was supposed to be, right, 430 years. From this man, I'm sorry, 430 years. So you had Pevav Shanim, but you had only one-fifth of Klal Yisrael came out. That means there were five times the number of workers there. Five times 86 equals... 430. That's what I saw one of the Mepharshim say. Again, I'm just quoting what I read. I'm not... Again, you know, the Gevaldic thing about Judaism, about Gemara and Chazal, first of all, there are many Chazals that disagree with each other, or at least to us look like they disagree with each other. And there's many Pshatim in everything. You can say 18 Pshatim on every word in the Haggadah. The Haggadah is probably one of the most written Svarim about. One of the most swarm that were ever written, there are more Haggadahs out there, and every year they print another six. So, again, it's a beautiful thing. So, there's a lot of Pshatim. But that doesn't mean they all have to work with each other. One learns one way, one learns the other way. Right? Ramban and Chumash, that almost nobody knows this Ramban, says that they were supposed to go out of Golos earlier, and Hashem increased Golos by 30 years because they weren't the royal Lekach. The exact opposite. Everybody says they got out early. Ramban says they got out late. 30 years later. Right? Nobody ever speaks that out of the Dark Oda Seder. That's Ramban and Parsha's bike. What? Right, right, right. What? It's a bike.
Is the shiur over?